Lesson 58. 第58课. The last lesson told us something about the famous doctor who came from England. He was an animal doctor. His name was James Arrett. Do you like to know something more about the doctor? Okay, this lesson will tell us something more about the doctor. Let's do some pre-questions. In small groups, discuss the following question. What do you think an animal doctor does?
那么你对一个兽医所做的，你是怎么考虑的？
Where does an animal doctor work?
那么通常兽医在什么地方工作？
Well, in your city. Have you ever visited an animal doctor?
你曾经拜访过兽医吗？
And what do you know about the animal doctor?
那么你对兽医有什么了解呢？
Okay, this text will tell us something about the doctor for animals, or a doctor for animals, or an animal doctor. The man who loved dogs, 爱狗的人。 Look at the picture. We can see a dog in the picture. It's a beautiful dog. James Arrett was a famous doctor for animals. That is, James Arrett was a famous animal doctor. He was born in Scotland in 1915. He was born in Scotland in 1915. He grew up with a pet dog named Don. Wherever he went, Don went with him. So we know, when James was born, he had a pet. He had a pet dog. The dog's name was Don. Whenever he went, Don went with him. So we know Don was one of his favorite friends.
所以我们可以看到 Don 是和他形影不离的。啊，无论他到什么地方，那条狗总是跟着他。
They would often hike into the mountains. After Arrett graduated from high school, he made up his mind to be a vet, especially for dogs.
啊，他和这条狗经常是在山里面啊去度过的他们的闲暇的日子。他毕业以后，他想做一个兽医。
He made up his mind to be a vet. Make up one's mind
表示决心的意思。他下定决心。
He made up his mind to be a vet.
他下定决心要当一个兽医。Especially for dogs. 啊，尤其是要为狗来治病。
That is a doctor for dogs. Graduate, that is leave high school.
毕业。From high school, 从中学毕业。
After Eric graduated from high school, he made up his mind to be a vet, especially for dogs.
他中学毕业后决心要去做一名兽医，特别是要为狗治病。
He went to college, but soon found out that to be a vet just for dogs was impossible during that time.
接着他上了大学，很快就发现
to be a vet just for dogs,
啊，仅仅只做一个为狗治病的兽医
was impossible,
就是做一个
仅仅为狗治病的兽医是不可能的。During that time, 啊，在那个段时候啊，仅仅只做一个为狗治病的兽医是不可能的。Mostly, vets helped heal horses, cows, sheep, and pigs.
大多数情况下，兽医都是要帮助治疗马、奶牛、羊和猪。所以大多数情况下，一个兽医是干什么呢？都是要治疗那些马呀、牛啊、羊啊、猪，就是一些家禽啊。
As he loved animals, he continued his education. After he graduated, he found a job in Yorkshire, England.
由于他非常爱动物，所以呢，他继续深造。He continued his education. 他继续他的教育，继续受教育。在毕业以后呢，他找到了一个工作，是在 England, Yorkshire, 啊，在那个 Yorkshire 这个地方找到一个工作。
It was a beautiful part of England.
那么这个地方呢，是英格兰的一个非常优美的一个地点，非常漂亮。It was a beautiful part, or it was a beautiful place.
Eric loved the beautiful countryside, but treating large animals was very hard work.
那么 Eric他非常热爱这个美丽的农村风光，但是治那些大的动物
，the large animals like horses, cows, sheep, and pigs
啊，治这些大的动物
was a very hard work，
那个是非常艰巨的一项劳动，是一项非常艰巨的工作。
Before long, Arif noticed that people in the country also had dogs as pets.
不久以后呢，他突然注意到
,so here notice means found, that people in the country also had dogs as pets.
那么这个农村里面的这些人呢，同样也养狗，把狗作为自己家里的宠物
,had dogs as pets.They were never treated when they became sick because the vets wouldn't heal them.
当他们生病的时候
,so here they refers to dogs. When dogs became sick, they were never treated.
当狗生病的时候呢，他们从来都得不到治疗。
They were never treated when they became sick.Why? Because the vets wouldn't heal them.
是由于兽医啊，是不会去给他们治病的。
The vets wouldn't heal them. Eric started treating the dogs.
于是他就开始给狗治病了。
He started treating the dogs. So here treating and heal. Heal.
Heal 也是治病啊，治好病。So treat 也是治病。
Eric started healing the dogs, 开始给狗治病了。At first, other vets laughed at him because he wasn't working on real animals.
起初的时候 ,other vets and other animal doctors laughed at him.所以 laugh at 是表示嘲笑、讥笑的意思。
At first, other animal doctors laughed at him because he wasn't working on real animals.
啊，开始那些其他的兽医啊都开始嘲笑他，因为他治的
was working on real animal. He was not working on real animals.
他治的不是真正的动物。
But he wasn't treating real animals. So here, working on means treating or healing. 注意这个 real 是打了引号的。啊，就是它指的是一些不所谓不是真正的动物。
However, the owners of the dogs were very glad that Arad would help their pets.
然而狗的主人 the owners of the dogs, 啊，狗的主人 were very glad, were very happy that Arad would help their pets.
他能够对他们的宠物有所帮助。They regarded their pets as members of their families.
那么这些主人呢，是把这些宠物，这个地方的 pets 是指的 dogs, 看作家庭的成员
,as members of their families.
So he regarded, and we can also use he, they had their pets as members of their families.
Arad knew exactly how they felt when they saw their stick dogs become well again.
Arad 很清楚地了解，很确切地了解到，当这些人看到他们生病的狗又好了，他们是怎么样的感觉。
So Arad knew exactly how they felt, and how they felt,
他们是怎么感觉的。什么时候怎么感觉呢？
When they saw their sick dogs become well again,
当看到他们生病的狗复原了
,become well again,
啊，身体又好了，病好了。
He himself kept two dogs, Hector and Dan. They would go with him in his car every day, as he went to the farms to heal sick animals.
他自己也有两条狗。那么每天呢，他都用汽车带着他的狗啊
，they would go with him。
那这两条狗都会跟他一块去，而且这个狗是怎么样？不是跟着后面跑，
they would go with him in his car，
也是也待在他的车上出去啊。每当他到农场去给那个生病的动物治病的时候呢，这两条狗都跟随他一块去。
They would go with him in his car every day as he went to the farms to heal sick animals. Later in his life, James Arad wrote a lot about his experience as a country vet in Yorkshire, England. He wrote 10 books all about animals.He even wrote a book just about dogs. James Arad's Dog Stories.
那么在他的后来的生涯里面，他写了许多有关他作为一个农村的兽医的一些体验
,about his experience as a country vet,
作为一个农村兽医的一些体验。他写了十本有关动物的书。
He wrote 10 books.
注意这个地方有个逗号。啊，那因此翻译的时候呢，就是他写了十本书，然后进一步说明 all about animals. 这十本书啊都是关于动物的书。
All about animals. He even wrote a book just about dogs.
他甚至还专门写了一本关于狗的书。那么这个书的名字叫什么
?James Arad's Dog Stories.
狗的故事。
No matter how much he loved all kinds of animals, he loved the dogs the best.
无论他是怎么喜欢所有的动物，他还是最爱狗。
So no matter whohow much he loved all kinds of animals, he loved the dogs the best.
好，那么这篇文章最后呢，点了一下题，就是 the man who loved the dogs, 就是这个爱狗的人。那么他爱狗的由来呢？ The first, he had got two dogs. 他自己有两条狗。And he knew exactly how the farmers loved their dogs. 他同时也知道，很清楚地了解到那些农民是怎么样爱自己的狗。And he knew exactly how they felt when they saw their dogs become well again. 同时他也很清楚了解到，当这些人看到自己的狗病好了以后，他们是怎么感觉的。He said, dogs should be regarded as members of the family. 狗应该被看作一个家庭的成员。And many people regard the dogs as the members of their families. So, Eric began to heal sick dogs. 所以他就开始专门为狗治病。And we know the man wrote 10 books all about animals. 我们也知道他写了很多的书。All the books were about animals. 所有的书都是关于动物的。One of them was about dogs. 其中还有一本是关于狗的。What was the name of the book? 那么这本书的名字叫什么呢？ Okay. Now, have you met anyone who loved the dogs? Have you met anyone who loves dogs? 那你过去的曾经遇到过啊一个爱狗的人没有？那么现在在你的身边还有没有非常爱动物的人呢？好、Would you please have a try to write something about the man or the woman? 那么我们可以试着写一写啊，爱狗的人、爱猫的人、爱鱼的人。So the man who loves fish or the woman who loves cats 啊，爱猫的那个老太太等等。Now so much for this lesson. 这一课就到这里。